Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. If you're stuck in traffic somewhere, I'm so sorry. But hey, you get more of this. Very small consolation. We got Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Every Thursday, we get a preview of what's in the paper. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Well, so, you know, we've been talking about the city of Gulf Breeze put in its multi-use path, which was designed to help alleviate some of the stress they had on the sidewalks. Gulf Breeze is a city of a lot of pedestrians, walkers, bicyclists, joggers, skateboarders, things like that. So the multi-use path was a good way to keep the pedestrians separated from the people who are riding bicycles.
Right.
But since then, they've invented these motorized bicycles and scooters that go like 25 miles an hour. So it's sort of becoming a little bit more of an issue having the slow-moving traffic on the multi-use path versus the fast-moving traffic. Technology just keeps on advancing. But one of the main issues that they're talking about is that when you come to an intersection, if you're on a bicycle, you don't have to stop at an intersection. Most of the time, the Florida law really hasn't kept up with these motorized bicycles. The issue is that if you're driving a motorized vehicle, you're driving a car on the street, and you come to that intersection where there is a multi-use path or a sidewalk or whatever, and you look and you see someone coming, and you think, okay, that person is on a bicycle. They probably won't be here for a few minutes or for a few seconds. I have time to pull out. You look the other way, then you pull out, and all of a sudden that motorized bicycle is going a lot faster than you thought.
Right.
So they're trying to figure out a way to raise awareness, to let people who are driving motor vehicles, cars, et cetera, to be sure to look both ways, to stop at the line where the stop sign is,
the
rather than pulling
sign,
all the way
right.
up, because the stop sign, the stop sign is behind the path. So if you stop where the stop sign is, you're not going to pull into the path. So it's everyone, but also the people who are on these motorized bicycles or hoverboards or whatever
golf
they're on
carts
now.
Too, also, yeah.
They all need to be very aware that a lot of the time, I think these, especially young people, and it is not just young people, are not really aware of the rules of the road. They're just kind of turned loose to go, ride their bicycles and everything. And they need to also be aware that this could end in a tragedy. They're trying to prevent that. So, number one, education. They're also trying to eliminate some of the small stop signs and try to make sure that they have the big intersections covered. And they're just trying to really educate people.
It's it's dangerous.
Sure.
And if you remember,
and
I don't, anybody who's ever taught a kid how to drive, one of the most terrifying parts of that is realizing that when they're first learning, they don't know how to look out for stuff. They don't know how to be aware of the danger, and that's everybody until they're good at driving. And so if you've got, kids driving golf carts or, you got people on scooters or whatever, plus the rules are unclear, plus the markings are a little bit hard to tell. I mean, all of it. I'm glad they're working to make things more safe. You've got the county's been dealing with the land development code. They ditched the alternative subdivision provision, which I think was a big win for sort of the public outcry about that. What did they do about tree cutting? I didn't get to the back half of the meeting.
Well, a lot of the people, of course, have been decrying clear cutting. No clear cutting. We don't want clear cutting. There's so many reasons because of the flooding, the stormwater runoff, the heat, everything else. Well, so after a lot of
ugliness,
they decided to phase in. Yes, and that's true. Phase in the tree cutting, which they had talked about, leaving a percentage of trees. They said that's just not, they debated that off and on. So what they're going to do now is phase in tree cutting. Rather than come in and just cut every single tree off the lot, they're going to cut where they need to cut, when they need to, use that piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to work out. I'm willing to give it a shot. I think it's a win. It's a compromise. You know, there are a lot of factors. There's, you know, you've got to talk about the root system, the underground utilities. They're saying it's going to drive up the cost of a project.
Yep.
So,
and it feels like in the end, we're still getting tree cutting or clear cutting. We're just getting clear cutting in stages instead of all at one time, which is, I don't know how many people that really satisfies. Lisa, hang on for just a second. Let's get Canyon here with the traffic on the fives.
And it looks slow again between the Car City exit and right before you hit 110. There's an accident at mile marker 11. This is all I-10 eastbound, again, right near Car City, and very, very slow through that area. Keep stopping, going slow, then it's clear. So I imagine that's what's going to be happening for the next few minutes. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Back to Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. You guys also have a story about a significant development of townhomes next to the new high school on 98?
Yes, we've done this was in the works, but they've actually made their application to build 150 townhomes right next to the property where the high school is going in, down across from the zoo in Midway.
Yeah.
So
the old flea market, right?
Several different. That's right. That's right. So, and also we have an article in the paper about asking people, what do you think that high school should be named?
Oh.
You know, and is there? And we have also put some things on Facebook that we've got a lot of good responses. But I think, you know, it's not up to us to name it. We're just spitballing here, just to see if we can come up with a good name for it, because it is right between Gulf Breeze and Navarre. It's technically the Gulf Breeze. It's got the Gulf Breeze mailing address, but that's, you know, they could put a new post office in there sometime and change the whole name of it. So we don't know what it's going to be called.
We'll find out.
Maybe,
not proper
maybe
high school.
We'll name it
that's
after
what, I,
the
that's
high
what I think it should be called. It should be called Not Proper High School.
Or Improper.
That's right.
Improper High
School. There you
go.
last thing, you've got a story about injuries at a JV game, right? It's kind of an interesting thing people might not be aware of.
That's right. In the Santa Rosa County, there is required to be an ambulance at all varsity games. I guess maybe it's just high school games. I'm not sure if it's just football. In other counties, you're required to have ambulances on standby for freshmen and JV games. Well, there was an injury to a child who was playing football, and it took like 40-45 minutes for the ambulance to get there. So now people are asking, is this something we need to change? Is this a rule that we need to change? Because whether you're playing JV, freshman football, it's just as likely you would have an injury
right,
as if you're at a varsity game.
Right. There's no reason
to
think that.
So they are looking into that. A lot of the parents are really interested in getting some answers about that. And also, you know, they only have so many ambulances. They position them where they think things are going to be. One of the questions I have is, well, why can't they just position them at a high school football game? But if they get called out, they have to go, you know, they have to go respond,
right,
which leaves no one available except for maybe coming from the north end of the county, which we all know is very far.
Yeah, no, that staging problem for lifeguard and for EMS in Escambia, that is a universal problem of trying to solve that issue. That's exactly right. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, the paper that is full of all kinds of information about Gulf Breeze, Midway, Improper, and Santa Rosa County. Lisa, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Most definitely.